Sudanese Communist Party member Amal Azain was picked up near Communist Party headquarters in Khartoum Sunday afternoon by security agents. She was questioned for more than 8 hours before being released. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus from Khartoum via phone this morning, Azain said she was asked about the group's recent visit to Juba and Kauda in the Nuba Mountains to meet with SPLM leader Abdulaziz Al-Hilu and Sudan Liberation Movement leader Abdul Wahid Muhammad Nur. Azain called her detention humiliating and a clear violation of her human rights. Azain says, they violated my privacy by entering my private car and dragging me out and drove me away in their tinted car and detained me for hours. This is a clear violation to my privacy, she said. Azain was the only female member of the Sudanese Communist Party delegation who was detained in Juba last week by South Sudanese authorities. Two of her colleagues were detained upon their arrival at Khartoum International Airport on Thursday. She says security agents asked her about her participation in the delegation that met with the armed militia groups in Juba and Kauda. Azain says her arrest raises more questions about the role of women in Sudan's decision-making process. She says Sudanese women have significantly contributed towards Sudan's revolution over the past 3 years. It is our constitutional right to be part of all political decisions in the country. She says she thinks it is her duty and right to also hold higher political positions in the country. Sudanese military officials have arrested and detained dozens of members of pro-democracy groups, including women, since last year's coup. Three female members of Sudanese resistance committees were released earlier this month from Al-Taibat prison for women in Omdurman after spending more than 2 weeks in detention without charges. The deputy head of the Darfur-based Women Association in West Darfur State, Rehab Khalil, condemned Azain's arrest. She also expressed concern about the safety of women activists across Sudan, saying their lives are in danger. Speaking to this program from Al Janina of West Darfur State, Khalil says women in Darfur are exposed to many forms of threats, even though women's participation in public life is a constitutional right. She called on military leaders to immediately lift the state of emergency in Sudan. Khalil says our participations in forums or in peaceful demonstrations are also faced with force. Some of us are threatened through phone calls not to take part in any political event against the government. This is due to the ultimate emergency law, Khalil says. Sudanese women rights activist Lubna Abdurrahman, who heads the local NGO Bitmakali, says Azain's detention and those of other women violates their constitutional rights. Abdurrahman says the use of excessive force against women makes women afraid to participate in the decision-making process in Sudan.
We need to build awareness about women rights and the contribution for the new democracy and new Sudan. For decision maker, for example, women in East Sudan, as general, they doesn't have a voice. Unless they have more education, they can say yes or no. They can go to school or even they can participate in normal life.
According to the power-sharing agreement signed between the military and civilians in August 2019, women are supposed to occupy 40% of positions in all public institutions. Both Khalil and Abdurrahman says since the October military coup, the percentage of women has not been observed. Sudanese military officials were not immediately available to comment on this story. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.